Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for January 21st, 2019. In today's news, TEI Group has landed more contracts to install and modernize elevators and escalators in New York City. Government officials in Australia have approved a new tower in Perth. Interlift's 2019 VFA Forum has put out a call for speakers. And the Seoul government has approved a redevelopment plan for a neighborhood in the South Korean capital.
TEI Group has reported on another spate of its recent New York City contracts. First, it will install 6 elevators, 4 overhead geared traction passenger cars, and 2 holeless hydraulic passenger service cars, and 2 escalators at 615 10th Avenue. The mixed-use building is to be delivered in 2019. Next, TEI will install 2 holeless hydraulic elevators at the Irish Arts Center at 726 11th Avenue, also in Hell's Kitchen, only a half mile away. Finally, it will modernize 3 elevators at 2322 3rd Avenue in Harlem. Built in 1973, the building houses city social services offices.
The Western Australian state government has given its final approval for Chevron Australia's 30-story office building in the Elizabeth Quay development in Perth, WA Today reports. The Metropolitan Redevelopment Authority gave the green light for the tower during a December 2018 meeting. But the full details of the $259 million U.S. dollar development were released to the public on January 18th. The development will feature the main office tower, along with an adjoining structure housing a ground-level dining retail area with a gym and child care center above it. Chevron will be the anchor tenant for the 52,000 square meter office tower, occupying 20 floors, with a secondary tenant taking up 6 floors. The building, which is being developed by Brookfield, will sit at the northeastern corner of the Elizabeth Quay multi-use development of the Perth Central Business District.
VFA Interlift EV is holding its VFA Forum again at Interlift 2019, planned for October 15th through 18th at the Exhibition Center in Augsburg, Germany. The forum will consist of 20-minute lectures followed by discussion. Those wishing to speak should submit their lectures by email to VFA's Anya Geetz by April 12th with speaker names, company, institution, communication data, and a 10-line summary in German and English. Topics are new products and services, development and implementation of standards, international markets, Elevator 4.0, building information modeling, qualification of personnel, and the elevator and its users, design meets emotion. For more information about Interlift 2019 and the VFA Forum, or to contact Ms. Geetz, follow the links in the item in today's news at elevatorworld.com/news.
The Seoul Metropolitan Government has approved a revision to a 4-year-old redevelopment plan for the Yongsan District that will allow larger, taller buildings than earlier planned, Korea Junang Daily reports. A working blueprint shows 2 21-story residential and commercial complexes, a 32-story residential and commercial complex, and 2 office buildings of 26 and 14 stories. The Yongsan District is a neighborhood in the central part of the South Korean capital, and the area poised for redevelopment is a 22,277 square meter space near Yongsan Station, made up mostly of buildings lower than 5 stories that are more than 20 years old.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.